Wow. I drive crash site every Sunday, and because it takes about 3.5 hours, I can churn out, oh, well, let me see. So far, I think I've churned out two or three or four podcast episodes. Try to keep them short, not too long, and make it so that they're at least kind of topical. I used to kind of do it for I would have different segments, and I guess I've decided I'm not really going to do that because it just makes the things long. I took as kind of a model the No Agenda podcast. It's a podcast from Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, and I they have usually their podcast episodes are 3 hours long, and they're very can I tell you they're very intense. My wife kind of likes them a whole lot more than the other things that I tend to listen to podcast wise, and they do jingles, they do stuff like that. They do a whole section that's all about the donations that they got since the last episode. They do a whole ton of stuff, and I don't have a bad thing to say about it. It's wonderful. The term for not making a donation, which would apply to me, I have yet to make a donation to the No Agenda show. Podcast, whatever it's called, it's just called No Agenda, is a douchebag. So I qualify as a douchebag that way. And I might stop doing that. Lisa has not authorized me to release money to the No Agenda show, so I haven't done it yet. I give to various other things, just not to, to, I give to Wikipedia. Because I use Wikipedia all the time, and I give to, of course, the Internet Archive, which actually is my storage for these podcast episodes, as opposed to my own server where I keep a lot of things. I also keep copies of these episodes on my own server as well, but I figure that it would be a much better usage of bandwidth to let the Internet Archive do it, and I'm grateful to them, and I throw some money at them. And so there's that. Anyway, this episode I wanted to talk about, we've talked previously about how the afterlife works, or my perception of how it works. We've talked about heaven and hell, which is where your spirit goes to wait for resurrection and judgment. We've talked about resurrection and judgment. There's really not much to talk about for resurrection. It simply is. And then you go to judgment, where you're basically judged for the kind of person you became, the kind of person that you were during earth life. Now you can repent and get better. I think it really has a lot to do with what you ultimately became. Even if you started very small and in bad circumstances and maybe you weren't a very good person, it really becomes important what kind of a person you ultimately became. Which I think is right. God is wonderful. He is going to take, and I think he's going to judge you based on your best moments, on your best things, on the best person that you were. Things can happen that can really ruin you. I don't know how much that affects it ultimately, but yeah. The kind of person that you become is what's judged, as opposed to whether you sinned or not. But anyway, okay, so there are rewards that you get. A lot of my Christian friends think all there is heaven and hell. I think it's a temporary place, a temporary situation, heaven and hell is. Then comes your reward. Sometimes in Latter-day Saint parlance, they're sometimes called glories. Sometimes they're called kingdoms. Places where you're going to exist forever based on the kind of person you prove to be during your mortality, during your life, something called earth life. Let me talk about, the first one I'm going to talk about is called the telestial kingdom or telestial glory. I call it the place of no consequences. Because I think a lot of people that end up going to the telestial glory are people who their greatest wish desire is that they can do whatever they want without consequences. How many people do you know? And let me tell you, the vast majority of people that you've ever met that have lived on this earth are going to basically, and to call it a qualification, to say, oh, I qualified for this glory, I don't know if that's really the right way to say it. It's almost the kind of existence that you really wanted, the one that you worked toward, in this case, it might not be what you worked toward, what you did not work to avoid, I guess, in a way. It's still a wonderful place. It's much better than here on earth. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. The food grows great. There's no weeds. I don't know much more about that except to say that my perception's always been that it is the place for people who just want to do whatever they want without any consequences. They said, you know what? I wish I could have, you know, I gave up smoking, but I miss it so much. And my greatest desire would be that I would be able to smoke as many cigarettes as I can and it wouldn't have any effect on me. There would be no consequences. I go around and I have sex with everybody. Everybody has sex here. And it's great. We just, woohoo, we just have fun, for instance. I'm sorry, I'd say it's not explicit. I don't think that what I'm saying is explicit particularly. I haven't swore yet. but they want that without consequences. There aren't going to be any babies. That's one of the things you have to know about these things. God gave us the ability to have children during earth life. It's a temporary situation for the vast majority of people. It's basically put there to see what you would do with the ability to have children. Sex is inherent in having children. Can I tell you, sex feels really good, and it's very enjoyable. People like it. God gives you certain instructions about its appropriate use, the appropriate use of sex, and part of what will get you in the telestial kingdom is that the terms for it, the official terms are fornication, adultery, stuff like that. People who did not use the procreative power, sex, in the bounds that God set for it. You're supposed to only use it in marriage. And its primary use is to be to bring children into the world. He does not appreciate you, even if you get married, if you curtail your ability to have children. Some people don't want to have children. This doesn't mean anything for people who wanted to have kids, who tried, but for one reason or another could not. Why would God hold that against you? It's not your fault. But if you got married and you said, oh, I don't want to have kids. Kids are such a burden, and I've seen other people with kids, and I just don't want to mess with it. I don't think God's going to look very happily on letting you keep your procreative ability. So those people can't procreate. They cannot have children. Now, you know, it's the whole thing about no consequences down there in the telestial glory, which is a beautiful, marvelous place. Joseph Smith one time, who was a prophet very recently, 1800s, he apparently had a view of the telestial kingdom, and he said, if I were to describe it to you, if you could understand how it really was, you would commit suicide to get there. And that's one of the things that gets you to that kingdom as well, is not really doing much with your life, maybe committing suicide. Not because you've got mental issues, that's not held against you, but you really don't want to be here. You really want to end your life. Murderers go to the telestial kingdom typically as well. And it really is about no consequences. So the ability for you to have consequences on you is taken away as well. Apparently, I don't know how sex works up there. I figured since you have a body and it's resurrected, that you will also be able to engage in sex, but it won't be productive. It won't do anything. Nobody's going to ever get pregnant. And let me tell you, I think a lot of people who enjoy out-of-wedlock sex, things like that, will be just... Oh, they'll be excited and wonderful. I get to have sex. I never have to give it a thought. You don't have to worry about venereal diseases. They won't be there. Sexually transmitted stuff, not a problem. You're not going to get AIDS. You can do this, then you can do it. You can do it as much as you want with as many people as you want. And there are, what's the big term for this one? Does everybody know what the big term is for this one? No consequences. Nobody will get mad at you. There's no rule against it anymore. So, if that sounds attractive to you, if you think that sounds great, if you always said, I always got upset because when I got drunk, I had this horrible hangover and I felt bad. And I bad things would happen. And you go, you know what? You'll probably like the telestial kingdom because there's no consequences. Apparently, you can drink all the alcohol you please and it won't have any effect on your body because your body won't ever get sick. It won't die. Your liver will be industrial. And it can handle every single bit of alcohol and riotous living, eating as much as you want, not ever having to worry about bad things happening there, the whole thing. And you go, wow, if that is the level of life that you want to have, then that's what you'll get. In a telestial glory. No consequences. And you can say, well, that sounds great. I want to go there. And you go, now there are other places that you can go that are even better. Now, it depends on the kind of person that you are. The other things come from people who, or are more interesting to people who did different conduct, had different conduct, better conduct. This is the place you go where you say, I just don't want to be, I don't want any consequences to what I do. I want to be free, mostly free of consequences. This is the place that you're probably going to end up. The vast majority of everybody that you see all around you are going to end up doing this, going to this place, and really, 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 really liking it. Now you might say, oh, I saw this other guy and I would really like to have the kind of it that they have, but you know, somebody who had lived a higher life. When I think about the telestial people, I think about everybody from iron to iron and clay sort of people. You know, not particularly wonderful people. People that might have had a lot of run-ins with the law. And the great part is, if you do the things that got you a run-in with the law, guess what? It's not going to be a run-in with the law anymore. I don't know how they're going to do stealing and lying and stuff like that, but apparently you can steal and lie and it really doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter. There will be no consequences for you doing that. Now, to be honest, I don't think there's going to be much to need to steal and lie about, honestly. If you've got everything you possibly need, and everybody's going to have everything they could possibly want, I guess in the way of material things, I don't think stealing and cheating and lying and stuff like that are really all that big. We can all call the liars storytellers and you can get away with it. It's great. But that'll be the state of those people after judgment, the people who really just don't want consequences. They didn't really live amazing lives. They didn't really serve others particularly. You know, they're going to have a wonderful place with all the things that they ever desired in life. And they'll get it without any consequences, which for many, many people would be simply beautiful. Oh, all right. So I don't think I need to talk about any more about that. There are other places to go. There are other ends that you can have. Now, these are ends that you keep forever. Forever you will have this. It never ends. Now you don't get more, but you don't get less. Goes on forever. It's great. Just like my podcast episodes. Pardon me. Don't forget to take a jump over to https://QUIX.US. There's a whole bunch more stuff. I've even got out. If I'm really enterprising, I will put links to older blog entries that cover some of the same ground. Anyway, you can go there. You can listen to other things. You can read. I write a lot, and. Anyway, that's where you can go. There's also a donate button. You can click on that. Send me some money, whatever value you think you got from this particular episode, feel free to donate. And let me leave you with my priestly blessing. This is the priestly blessing of everyone of my order, the the male line descendants of Aaron, the brother of Moses, Moshe. I'll leave it with you. Thank you for listening to Cohen McMormon. And here's the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord raise his countenance to you and give you peace.